Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for speed jokes. Where'd I put them? Stand by.
Gotta find my speed jokes. Dave, the mucus has started. the mucus started a while ago. Here's the music. We got a joke today from Susan Vicario of Omaha, Nebraska. And Shane, thank you, in Percasey, Pennsylvania. And Tim Murtaugh in Melrose Park. And Mike and Noreen in Antioch. And Greg in Naperville. And Hilbert Tesk sent us a joke from Weldon Springs, Missouri. How about that? And Karen Drahozel of West Nottingham, New Hampshire, got New Hampshire checked. And we got a joke from Melissa Klegman in Coal City. And Tom Olson in Galesburg. And we got this note, too. Hey, John Williams, we want to help you with your 50 States in 50 Days project. My wife and I listen to Speed Jokes every weekday to start our day with a smile. Signed, Alan Gerstner in Henderson, Nevada. And finally, Helen S. in Milwaukee writes, I don't have my undies in a bundle over you not using my speed joke that I sent January 3rd from my daughter's home in New York on behalf of my newborn New Yorker grandson, Owen. I was willing to get the joke notarized and that it came from a New Yorker. My point is moot now, as I heard you got a real joke from Long Beach, New York. Oh, and this came in. Hi, John. I'm Chris from Fruta, Colorado. I heard about your speed jokes from family in Michigan and was asked to help get all 50 states started. So here's my joke. What exactly is a New Year's resolution? It's a to-do list for the first few days of January. That's what that is. My balloon animal elephant wouldn't fit inside my car. I had to pop the trunk. I found a $20 bill on the street yesterday, and then I thought, what would Jesus do with this?
So what'd you do?
I went to Benny's and turned it into wine. If four out of five people suffer from diarrhea, does that mean that one of them enjoys it? Why do Americans choose from just two people to be president and 50 to choose Miss America?
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray telehealth doctor, and John Williams will star as concerned man on a phone.
Doctor, my wife just took an aspirin by mistake. What should I do?
Give her a headache. No reason to waste a perfectly good aspirin.
How many retirees does it take to change a light bulb? It only takes one, but it's going to take all day. I ran out of toilet paper and started using old newspapers. I gotta tell you, times are rough. We shouldn't be surprised that tennis star Djokovic is an anti-vaxxer. His first name is Novax. It's close.
Yeah.
I thought I lost my wallet at the ophthalmology department yesterday. The nurse said, don't worry, I'll keep an eye out for it. And I yelled back, keep the wallet. Hey, Dave, how cold is it?
It's so cold, I saw a Greyhound bus and the dog was on the inside.
Hey, Dave, how cold is it?
It's so cold, I farted snowflakes. Really? Really? Made me say that?
Not really a joke, more just a metaphor.
Oh, I think it's an image. Dave is standing there at the bus stop, and poof, out comes some snowflakes. Hey, Dave.
Yes, John.
How cold is it?
So cold, even Elsa doesn't like it.
Still haven't done that mashup of things we've made Dave say, but it gets better by the week. I'm sorry, Dave. We appreciate the work.
Over 40 years in Chicago radio, and it all gets shot to heck in one day.
One little poof of snowflakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.